Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Bam, bam. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. We are live. We are back.
We aren't. I mean, best of.
No, it's perfect. It's not. There's nothing best about this.
It's not us.
It's to be determined if this is a best of break or not. My guess is definitely.
Well, spill it.
Spill what? Like, you spill it. You're the one who has
stuff to spill. I come walking in and I get all this sarcasm. Oh my God, I missed you. I'm like.
Well, you asked me. You're like, did you think about me the whole time? I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't stop thinking about you. You're amazing.
Jeez.
Couldn't wait to get back in here.
You hear that answer?
Hi, Vinny.
Oh my God, you're amazing. Who says that? All you had to do was say, yeah, of course I missed you.
Yeah. What if I didn't, though?
I don't know.
That's hurtful.
That is painful. A little bit. Sheesh.
It was a great couple of weeks off. Thank you to our listeners for rejoining us. My mom was so mad last week. She thought we were going to be back on Tuesday. And she's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm on vacation for another week. Mom. Ow.
Oh, your parents didn't go on the family trip, did
they? No, they didn't. They're old people. Sorry, Mom and Dad, you guys are so old and dusty. They're in their 80s now.
Right.
Well, my mom will be 80 this year.
Dang.
I know. It's crazy.
80 now just seems to be like...
the new 40.
Yeah, of course we're going 80.
I know. It is very hard to imagine. How old's your mom? She's about the same age,
isn't
pushing,
she? No, she's not 80 yet, but she's pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be seeing her in a week or so.
Oh. She coming up here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, go on.
So, it was lovely. We went to Martha's Vineyard, and coincidentally...
Fancy. Is there a Martha, by the way?
Well, her name's everywhere there.
But you don't know, there's no picture of Martha.
I didn't go on the historical tour, I'm sorry to say. Huh. I just didn't care if there was a Martha. I guess that's a failing of me.
Well, you know, a little history.
It was named after the daughter of an explorer who
liked to plant grapes, yeah, apparently. Martha's Vineyard.
All right. Yeah. Now we know.
It reeks of money. It is.
Yeah, it's fancy.
Ooh. Ooh.
I've never been.
I had been one time as a kid because you can take a ferry day trip out there. So my parents took us out there and I went one time there and I think I went one time to Nantucket, but I was just little. Nantucket's the other big, these are big islands off the coast of Massachusetts. They're like south of the Cape and they are posh AF. Like they.
Oh, wait. Martha's Vineyard is an island?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
So it's a big island. It's like maybe 20 miles long, 10 miles high, north to south. And it's also where Mary Jo Kopechne died in Chappaquiddick.
Oh.
Chappaquiddick.
The scandal.
The scandal, yeah. Ted Kennedy may or may not have driven a car off a bridge when she was pregnant.
He did.
Yeah. That is, I've always thought, well, of course he did. Please.
We don't know, though.
No, we don't. We definitely don't.
We haven't heard anything. We have no inside
info. No, we have no new info on it. But
oh, you didn't do any sleuthing when you were there?
No, okay. I didn't. I was very busy.
She doesn't know who Martha is.
Yeah, please.
Clearly partying.
Does Joe need something? Like one of the Joes is out there looking really, yeah. Okay. I guess he'll make it. Anyway, it was the 50th anniversary of Jaws.
Yeah.
Which apparently came out in 1975. So everywhere you turned, they were handing out these little stuffed Jaws toys and you're supposed to take them around the island and then hashtag, you know, Jaws Martha's Vineyard 50th. I don't know what the hell. But the kids were all into it. And we're going around the island and doing that fun stuff.
By kids, you mean your kids?
It's my kids and all my cousins' kids. So by kids, I mean 20-year-olds, 20 to 30-year-olds. They felt like kids, though, to me.
They're kids.
Yeah, they're kids. So my cousin Brad, who is the best of us, has ALS, and it is horrible. And so we all gathered and in the end, only one of my cousins couldn't make it, but all the rest of us were there at least for a couple of days. John and I and Riley were in a house about a mile down the road, this little cottage. And so we'd go up there every day. And they had, my cousin Brad has a, I guess, rich friend, because this place is banging. The pool and like a whole, you know, really kick-ass compound on this island. And so we'd go over there every day and enjoy the amenities. And
well, this was the big family.
It was a big family thing,
right? Yeah.
It was great. It was wonderful. We were in the pool every day. We were each in charge of a couple of nights of dinner and some lunches.
What'd you order?
Well, I did order lobsters. I did a big lobster bake for everybody.
And
the other night, John made these chicken sandwiches that he makes, which are so good. It's all about the marinade that
he
uses.
For all the people?
Yeah, there were, at any given time, there were at least 25 of us.
Oh, whoa. My God.
I know, it was crazy. So the lobsters were like...
That's a lot of lobster.
It's a lot of lobster and steamers. And steamers. And it was my aunt's birthday, so it was great. And we cooked, and then for the lunches that we did, I did a bunch of different stuff.
It
doesn't matter. I did.
Not John.
I did the lunches.
Wow.
Yeah. Which was, by the way, because it's such so posh.
Scrambled eggs?
I mean, so close.
And coffee,
right. No, I do. I make a mean deviled egg, although I didn't have any curry powder, so I was a little bit bummed out by that. They were kind of bland.
Well, the island has no stores?
I did not ask for it.
Hmm.
And so when I was making them, there was no chance. I had to go over there, so I was mixing them up, and I went, oh, I looked in every cupboard in the rental that we were in, and no, nothing.
What kind of rental doesn't have curry powder?
I know, right?
Jeez.
Hello, this is Martha's Vineyard.
Goodness.
You think they'd have like a whole spice rack ready for you?
Yeah.
But no. So anyway, it was great. We had a great time, and then we went, so we were there, the rental was like Friday to Friday. And then, so we got on the, and you take your car on the ferry. It's like a whole, I'd never done anything like that. You drive right onto it, and then you drive off on the other side. It was really cool, really fun and nice. And the weather was unbelievably great. It was like 78 degrees every day. Unbelievable. Like just, I mean, it rained a couple times, but that's New England. That's everywhere but California. So then on Friday, we get in the car. And we're heading up to Boston, where John has gotten us a boat to live on for
what?
3 days. Yeah. And the
it's like an Airbnb boat.
An Airbnb boat docked in Boston Harbor, like an inch from the North End, where the best Italian food. You would love it there, Vinny.
I'm sure.
It's just like, oh my God, the Italian pride is just booming. And then like Faneuil Hall's right there and the aquarium. It's just gorgeous. You're right on the water. From where we were sitting on the rooftop deck on this boat, you could see to the airports where we watched all the planes coming in, taking off over the water. It was really nice. But on the way up there, it's this crazy rainstorm and we have a blowout.
Oh.
On the highway. We're 15 minutes from turning the car in too. It was such a So we pull off and the rain stops, but it's 100 degrees. It's like so hot because we're not on the island anymore with the rich people pay for the great weather. And we pull over to the side and there we are. And John's like, you know, digging through, seeing if there's a spare. There's no spare. And then in the end, we surrendered the car to Hertz. We just said, because they're like, oh, just get your own AAA. You handle that or you pay us $250 and abandon the car. I'm like, we're abandoning the car.
I did that once too.
Yeah. Well, oh yeah, right. Of course you did after you lost the keys in Hawaii. Yeah.
All right, kids, we're getting out of here. Let's take this piece of this heap of you know what.
We let them know when they went and got the car. So
yeah, there you
and
go.
Then we made it into Boston and it was so fun to be on this boat. And it's like don't picture anything posh. It's not, it wasn't really. It was like a big metal boat. Three stories and it was nice enough. It was fine. It was, we had a great time on it, but he's telling me it's of, you know, a boat. I'm like, oh, what are we going to be on a yacht? Nah. Like kind of looked like a tugboat, but it was super fun.
You slept on the boat though.
Slept on the boat. Yeah.
No,
it was great.
No rocking, no seasickness.
You know, honestly, it was during the day the ferries were right there too. So every 15 minutes, like big waves would come and you'd get rocked a little bit. And it wasn't really bad unless you, like the higher up you were, the worse it was. Almost like it rocked further. So it was like slight queasiness all weekend long, but not enough to put us off of it or anything. It was great. We had a really fun time. And then last week was, we came back, I don't know, we did 3 days there. And then last week was just like true relaxation. And then my son Sean showed up on Saturday. So
we've had, here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He was, for you.
Yeah. He was playing a bunch of shows up in like Vancouver, Seattle and Portland. And then he came down and now he's with us for, I think, 2 weeks or something. I don't know. I didn't check his schedule.
But his shows are going good.
They went great. And the only bummer is, like, you know, I love having my kids around and stuff. But man, the naked time's over. Naked time is over. Like we had just a great week last week, and you know, woo, you know, days off, and we're frolicking in the backyard. And now it's just like, well, I guess I got to put my bathing suit on.
How did all the tanning do when you got to Boston?
Were great.
You were good.
I was. I definitely. Did not feel like the underbelly of a fish when I was out there. And I was very, I felt like, you know, I had it together. I bought a couple cute outfits, you know, to wear in Martha's Vineyard, you know, look all cute. Plus I had my skorts, so those were amazing.
You gonna post pics?
No.
Oh.
No. It's all family. All I really took was family pictures. But it was excellent. So what did you do?
Well, I stayed home. And I had the best vacation.
Oh.
I mostly took care of my kids, which was cool.
Your wife wasn't on vacation?
No, not at all. Oh. And she really leaned into, dad's off. Talk to your father. So, and it was cool. We went to, actually, Isla was sick.
Oh, no.
On the day we'd planned for the water park. But so Edie and I went.
Oh.
We went to Calabunga, everybody.
How was it?
So fun. Except,
really?
Edie was like, that looks scary. I'm like, all right, well, how about this one?
Hulk baby.
Hulk
the one who
baby.
Was climbing up a stone wall,
you know,
at
what?
Age two.
Yeah. You know what? I think without her sister there, she didn't feel the competition and the need to like show her up. So she just went, well, let's just go hang over here. All right. I don't care. I'm not going to push you onto something that's going to bum you out. So same thing. It says Disneyland. You get there and the kids are like, yeah, let's go see some characters. What in the holy.
But then you go, well, that's what they want.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we came for, you guys.
So the Lazy River, a lot of that.
We did some of that. We did. Yeah. Yeah. It was like, yeah. What about the one that shoots us 10 feet, you know, through the air into the pool? Now. Fine. Also,
yes.
While I was out, I took the missus to a Valkyries game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right here in town. We didn't fly away for it.
Right.
We went to Chase.
Home game.
Was so fun.
Really?
Like, first of all, I should say, if you don't know, my wife, Christina, played ball. Played in high school, played in college. She plays. And one of our favorite, I don't know if I have ever posted it, but one of our favorite photos is of her 6-7 months pregnant, getting air and doing a shot like in our local, at our local court.
Hoop.
And she's got style, even though she's got a baby inside
her
belly. Tummy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I love that picture. That's gotta be on your Instagram.
I think it's on my Instagram somewhere back there. But I did post pictures of the Valkyries game. That's my most recent, and it's not a story, it's an actual post, and there's a bunch of pics, but we had the best time.
How's the Chase?
Well, Chase Center's great. It's brand new and epic, but it was the best vibe. The whole thing was so fun from like when we got there, which was a little late, but I mean, we wanted to eat dinner.
Sure.
We're without the kids for the first
time. What kind of pressure? You joined the game. The game's not over yet. What's the big deal?
But it was really fun. And she, as a former player, as we were walking out, she had a tear in her eye. She's like, women's sports have made it.
Oh.
Like, we've made it.
Mm.
It's that.
People are psyched for the Valkyries.
It was sold out.
Oh, boy.
And the vibe was hopping.
Oh, that's great.
Like, really
hopping.
That
is great.
And you can sometimes get around certain, you know, games I don't want to name them Niners, where people are just so S-faced and so hostile and picking fights. And you're like, guys, we're not the players. We're the fans. We sit here and we cheer our team. What are you doing? Well, I'm 50 beers in. I'm doing what I do.
Doing whatever my body makes me do.
Yeah. It's not that. It was a killer vibe. Great music playing. All the fans were into it. It was super fun. So the highlight for me was a night out with the missus seeing the Valkyries play.
That's great.
Killer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Absolutely killer.
How is Isla doing?
Oh, it was just a...
like a cult.
Just a something.
Have you heard this new thing about COVID? It's called razor blade throat COVID.
I have.
Yeah. That's the one I don't want. Like of all the COVIDs.
You don't want any of them.
No. True.
And you traveled and you didn't get sick, huh?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Knock wood.
I was home. I was taking the kids back and forth to their things. And Isla took a week of guitar.
Oh.
At Cabrillo College, 3 hours a day.
Oh my God.
And wanted to take it. And then as like...
how'd she do?
She did great. And also with kids or kids of a certain age, there were other kids that she made friends with there. So she became like, I can't wait to go this morning. Let's go.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh my gosh.
That's so...
so she's playing guitar.
As a parent, that is just like the best feeling.
Oh, I'm so happy. I mean, that was absolutely...
yeah.
Another highlight was just taking her back and forth.
Well, listen, we missed literally everything over vacation. Like the minute we went on vacation, the S started going down. The minute that we went on!
If you're not going to do the Coldplay thing...
I'll start with it. Whatever you want.
That might be the story of the mother bleeping year.
I was doing the show in my head. Like, what would we... okay, I have like long lists... and headlines, and we'll just see where the day takes us. I'm sure you have the same thing going over there.
CEOs are like, they've risen, and they're full of themselves.
They're the rock
stars,
man.
They are the absolute top of the heap, right? Watching that mofo duck under the desk and never come back was like the best moment of our... I'm like, what a gift. Coldplay of all people.
I know.
All right, I'll stop. But oh my God.
I was dying to talk about this. Like, everybody died. All this stuff went down.
From now
shows
on, everyone.
Canceled.
And right here, something comes up I don't like. I'm getting under the desk. That's it.
And I'm
going to
go like this.
Have they identified? Never mind.
Yes.
Roll them.
Okay. KLLC, KLLCHD1, San Francisco. Here is a song, and we'll see you right after this.
What?
Wake up! Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.